It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Here are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. State legislative Republican leaders say you shouldn't have to wait another month for the state mask mandate to end. Governor Jay Inslee announced that mask mandates will end on March 21st. Senate Republican leader John Braun.
I'm happy he finally got there. This is something we've seen governors across the country do over the last 2 weeks. The science supports it. The healthy individuals don't need to be wearing masks.
Braun, along with House Republican leader J.T. Wilcox, are calling for an immediate stop to the state mask mandates. And Braun says they aren't alone.
Our own University of Washington has clearly supported this for some time, so I don't know why it's taken this long.
The leaders say the masking policy is hard on students, workers, and small businesses at a time they're facing other challenges. They also lament the fact that Democrats apparently have no interest in debating mandates or substantive emergency powers reform. Reforming the governor's emergency powers was the theme of a bill that passed out of the state Senate, but Republicans say the legislation is toothless. Kimberly Wirtz explains.
Senate Republican leader John Braun says they wanted to turn the unimpressive measure into something meaningful with their amendments, but Democrats wouldn't accept them, leaving a weak bill.
This bill does not fix the problem. It allows the majority, and again, whoever is in the majority, to do what has been done for 2 years. Which is nothing.
Senator Linda Wilson says the legislation would do almost nothing to balance the roles of the legislative and executive branches.
A half-hearted proposal that clearly keeps the balance of power tipped toward the executive branch and away from the duly elected legislators as a whole, and doesn't ensure a thing when it comes to checks and balances.
The bill allows the four legislative leaders, two Democrats and two Republicans, to end emergency measures after 90 days if they all agree and if the legislature is not in session. I'm Kimberly Wirtz.
State Senate Republicans all say no to the Democrats' transportation funding bill that would increase taxes and fees, but majority Democrats were able to push it through the Senate anyway. The bill that passed out of the Senate raises taxes in some fees by as much as 500%, Republican Senator Simon Sefcik.
Even if the bill was constitutional, which it isn't, even if it was workable, which it isn't, and even if it was reasonable, which it isn't, the biggest fear I have is that people will get left behind in this package.
Republicans offered transportation funding ideas that they say wouldn't cost people anything more. Senator Curtis King, the lead Republican on the Transportation Committee, says the nearly $17 billion Democratic transportation package was developed without any Republican input.
Transportation for decades has been a nonpartisan area, and this bill makes it partisan. This bill makes it very partisan.
The measure now goes to the House of Representatives for further consideration. Does the Washington State Democrats' transportation package declare war on neighboring states? Some see it that way. The legislative Democrats' transportation plan includes a 6-cent tax on fuel exports from Washington refineries. Two of those refineries are in Republican Senator Simon Sefcik's district.
The entire point of the Articles of Confederation failing and instead having a U.S. Constitution was to prevent states from doing exactly this sort of thing, going to war with each other with import and export tariffs and taxes. That's the danger of this bill.
Senate Republican Transportation Lead Curtis King says he's already hearing from neighboring states.
They are not happy, and the word retaliation keeps coming up. This is not what we should be doing to our neighbors. It's not what we should be doing to those customers that those refineries have relied on for years and years and years.
Senate Republicans also note that some fuel refined in Washington and transported to other states winds up back in Washington, so people near state borders would end up paying the tax. The case for providing tax relief this year is stronger than ever, according to the budget lead for state Senate Republicans. Senator Linda Wilson says the latest revenue projections show the state bringing in $2.8 billion more than expected over the next 4 years. She says some of that money should be used to help taxpayers who are dealing with record inflation.
People are really feeling it at the gas pump and at the grocery store and heating their houses. So I think helping them out in a time like this when the state is so flush with money that we really should be looking at tax relief.
And she says now that state government has a $15 billion surplus, there's no need for increased taxes and fees to fund things like transportation.
I see absolutely no reason to do that. We are fully flush with funding, and it could be funded for a period of many years and not have to do what they're intending to do by increasing fees and taxes like crazy.
Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at Washington SRC, on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus, and on Instagram at Wasen Republicans. I'm Trace Yellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.